Welcome to See You Wednesdays, brought to you by the Fall River Municipal Credit Union, a show featuring information about money, banking, and finance. With your host, Fall River Municipal Credit Union CEO and President, Matthew Shondek.
Good afternoon, Matt Shondek, President and CEO of the Fall River Municipal Credit Union. Welcome to See Wednesdays on the legendary WSAR 1480, sponsored by FRMCU, where we're focused on you. But Fall River Municipal Credit Union has been serving the greater Fall River community for over 90 years. Stop by any one of our convenient branch locations or check out our website at frmcu.com to see all the great benefits of membership in FRMCU. Joining me today are Samir Walker, who is the executive director of E4All South Coast, the South Coast in Entrepreneurship Program, E4All. Also joining her is Kristen Kalina, program coordinator, and Grace, program manager. Thanks. And by the end of the show, I'll get the names right. Okay. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah.
It's great to have you. It's always great to have different organizations in that are helping to really stimulate activity. I mean, the economy is going, coming around, and small business owners are the backbone of the hiring that's been going on all through before the pandemic and through the pandemic. And it's great to have a resource like E4All here to help people, get that small business started. So just to let people know a little bit about, what is E4All and how did you come about to be here in the South Coast?
Yeah, thank you. We are a 100% community-based organization. Our most successful program is our Business Accelerator Program, which is a free incubator program for people looking to start, pivot, or grow their small business. We like a lot of family businesses, a lot of things that are hands-on, homemade, all of that. How can we really help you grow that? Mm-hmm. We do that. You get a college-level business education, mentorship, and seed funding all for free.
Mm-hmm. And it does help all the diverse individuals or families to be able to get involved. There's a lot of women-owned businesses, minority-owned businesses that are all being helped by getting to get that leg up to start get things going, right?
Yeah, we are strategically positioned in gateway cities, so it's really important for us to help our community to grow their individual finances, create generational wealth, and also combat gentrification that's happening with all of the new industries that are coming into our communities, such as the cannabis industry. We've seen in the last few years, offshore wind is happening now. We need to make sure that the people in our community get to stay there mm-hmm. doing the things that they love.
Yeah, that's great, and it creates lots of jobs. On the website, it's going back to just 2022, over 2,000 jobs created in the area.
Yeah, it's amazing because they get to that moment where usually when they come into our program, they're working a full time job and trying to get this small business off of the ground. Mm-hmm. So that moment when they're able to quit their 9-to-5 and really do this full time is transformative for them. And then also going right back and directly hiring from the community, that's what has the largest impact.
Mm-hmm. Now, what are the challenges that people are facing as they're getting it off the ground? Is it the financing? Is it finding qualified staff to fill
mm-hmm.
it? Is it finding the right facility to maybe open, or is it everything?
Yeah, it's all the things. It's the talent, especially mm-hmm. when you're running a small business. It's very personal to you, and you're so passionate about it, it's hard to let go sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to step away from the kitchen and do the paperwork when that's all that you know how to do and that's what you love doing. So that always poses a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Also hiring people, it's really expensive to hire
mm-hmm.
with payroll taxes and all of these rates constantly going up. That poses a challenge for people as well.
Mm-hmm.
And also the cost of commercial real estate,
mm-hmm.
especially when we have, commercial investors coming in, buying all these properties, it kind of prices out the people in our community.
Mm-hmm. So as far as E4All, what can you do to help get some people to find those niches of the
Yeah,
products.
We really encourage collaboration. Mm-hmm. Like, how can we get maybe two businesses to share a space? Maybe it's two or three. Utilizing resources like the Kilburn Mill that are offering incubator mm-hmm. spaces at a really low rate. We have a lot of really great mentors, too, that offer their resources to help kind of build up and prepare them for that next step. So it's really leaning into the community and seeing how can we collaborate, how can we bring these resources and opportunities together so we're not bleeding out everyone's pockets.
Great, great. And how long have you been with E4All?
I actually started as an entrepreneur in the program in 2017. Mm-hmm. So I've been here for almost 10 years now. I've been in my role as executive director for three. Mm-hmm. Prior to that, I was a program manager for two. So a total of 5 years working in the organization.
Great. But yeah, you going through it and being helped as an entrepreneur, that makes make a big difference when you're you know, trying to really lead the charge to say, hey, this is really important.
Yeah, it really helps to see and know the experience of the entrepreneur going through our program. It really helps us to enhance it every chance that we get. We mm-hmm. love to receive feedback from the people that are going through the program to really see what's coming next and how we can kind of stay one step ahead for them.
Great, great. And Rosheline, you as the program manager, what is your role and how do you fit into the all of this? Is it recruiting people, kind of helping them through the process? How does that work?
So as Samia mentioned, one portion of our program is the accelerator program. Mm-hmm. And so my role is to make sure that we have, first of all, entrepreneurs enrolled, mm-hmm. But we also work with mentors and specialists in the community, professionals who have experience and can help give the guidance that our new entrepreneurs need. So I make sure that, you know, we have those specialists. They have classes twice a week. So mm-hmm. any materials or organizational practices that need to be put in place, I make sure that all that is prepared and that we're providing those classes. We also have I'm sorry. Okay. And so that's my main role as the program manager.
Great. And you've mentioned mentors a few times. So is that people that are local to the businesses, the business community here that you're looking to reach out to them to see they can give back? A lot of people, sometimes it's tough trying to, raise funds or anything, but if mm-hmm. they have time, they can give back that way, right?
Absolutely. There's always ways to give back. Our mm-hmm. entrepreneurs, a lot of times people, I was actually just saying this yesterday at our progress pitch, a lot of times people think like to help a budding business, it has to just be financial support. Mm-hmm. And that's definitely not the case. Whether it's mentoring or giving back through just sharing their information, referrals, promoting their business with friends and family, there's tons of ways to help support our program and our entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm. And it's great, and this community is great. I've worked down here for a couple of decades, and it's always great because people really want to help each other to grow. And whenever there's a need, the people come out and support the community, and even the business community. When go to the business after hours, you see people from all different businesses getting to hang around and kind of pick each other's brain to see mm-hmm. what's going on, and it's great to have a resource like E4All for those people that, hey, I've got an idea, I think this can work, and then they can kind of come to E4All and kind of start building off of that. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yes. And a lot of our entrepreneurs are at different stages of their business development. Some are just an idea mm-hmm. that they're formulating, and the pandemic did a really good job of kind of forcing people to think outside of the box, whether it's because they picked up a new hobby or they just didn't want to go back to work. It kind of forced us to think of different ways and different talents that we have, and so a lot of people are coming to us because they have these new passions that they found. And so some are just in an idea phase. Others have businesses that are working businesses, and they just need more of the guidance because they have mm-hmm. a passion, but maybe they don't have the background in knowing how to run a successful business. So our instructors and our specialists are going to give them those tools so that they can be successful. We don't want our businesses to fail. We don't want them to just fizzle out. Mm-hmm. So they're going to have those skills, like Samia had mentioned, their college level courses that they're getting for free. And so we want to make sure that we're thriving and serving our community.
That's great, great. Because there's all those statistics that so many businesses fail after a certain amount of mm-hmm. time. Do you feel that you're seeing better success from the entrepreneurs or businesses that you've kind of helped get off the ground because they've had the support to maybe not run into that same problem?
Absolutely. Kristen is working with our alumni, so she could probably speak more to that. But and she herself is an alumni of the program. But we work hard to make sure that our students are in place. We just met with one this morning, and he was telling us his success story and how Eforall was such an integral factor in his success and how he was able to successfully pivot. And that's important too. So if you mm-hmm. see that your business maybe isn't going the way you want, to be able to lean on those skills that you've taken from Eforall to successfully pivot and go in a different direction is also
that's great
key component.
That's great. Well, we have to take a quick break and do a couple of commercials, then we'll be back to talk more with our friends from Eforall. If you want to join the conversation, give us a call at 508-673-1480, and we'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to CU Wednesdays. I'm Matt Chonick, President and CEO of the Fall River Municipal Credit Union. Fall River Municipal Credit Union has been serving the greater Fall River community since 1930. We were established a week ago this week, in February 6, 1930, and we've been serving the community since. It's the membership at the Fall River Municipal Credit Union is open to anyone who lives, works, or are educated in the four counties in Massachusetts, Bristol, Plymouth, Barnesville, and Duke, and the four counties in Rhode Island of Bristol, Newport, Providence, and Kent County. So if you can hear us on WSAR, you can become a member. So check out frmcu.com to see all the benefits of membership at FRMCU. And here today we're talking with our friends from Eforall. They're a great business accelerator program helping entrepreneurs in the south coast of Massachusetts. And the Eforall is actually nationwide, right? And yeah, it's just kind of been here, you know, since 2015. But, you know, going back, how far does Eforall go?
Yeah, Eforall originally started up in the Merrimack Valley in 2013. That was the pilot site. So we came right after them. So we are considered a legacy site. We have over 200 graduates.
Wow.
Yeah, they've generated you know, millions of dollars in revenue, and that's just here on the South Coast. That's not including all of the other sites. We're now all over Massachusetts, 13 sites in total. So Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Colorado, Arkansas.
Wow.
We have virtual programs we're also in Maine. Mm-hmm. We have virtual programs in Texas, California, and Arizona.
Great, great, great. And Kristen, Kalina, you're a program coordinator. What do you do in your role as program coordinator?
So I like to take pictures of my coworkers, usually when they're unsuspecting, so that, you know, I can get those on social media and annoy them a little bit. So I'm more of an admin role here for the South Coast, but I'm also in charge of the graduates of Eforall, which Samia mentioned there's over 200 graduates here on the South Coast region. So I will be following up with them and finding out how we can help serve them, how we can help them grow their businesses. Mm-hmm. I went through the program. I was actually in the very first pitch contest in 2015 in New Bedford, and then went on to the first cohort in the winter of 2016 with my company was Mastermind Adventures. It still is. We've gone through many pivots, as was already mentioned. You know, I think the pandemic really threw a loop for a lot of us. Mm-hmm. So we've been through many iterations. But, you know, when I came into the program at Eforall, I didn't see myself as an entrepreneur. I had a very specific vision of what that meant to be an entrepreneur. And I didn't see myself like that. You know, I just mm-hmm. thought I was helping people and, you know, doing some fun things for kids. And it really helped me change the role in my head of what an entrepreneur is. And it's not just one thing. Like, you know, anybody with a great idea and a passion can really be an entrepreneur with the right support. Mm-hmm. And that's really what U4All does, is it provides that education, the foundation, and the support for people to be able to succeed at doing whatever it is that they're most passionate about. Mm-hmm. So we're, you know, we're supporting the entrepreneurs who are in our current cohorts, but also we want to continue that support once they've graduated the program and are out in their wild, you know, just trying to do their thing. You know, we want them to know that we're still here for them. We can still provide support. We can provide references for additional funding for other programs that they might be interested in. I know Interrise is a program that we've got an info session on the 22nd, which is an additional kind of grow your business program. So we'll be doing an info session for that at Groundwork in New Bedford on the 22nd mm-hmm. at night at 5 p.m. So that's one of the types of programs that we continue to offer support to our graduates.
Great, great. And about how many, you know, you said you have over 200 graduates. Now how many businesses, you know, jobs that have you helped create here in South Coast?
Oh, gosh, I wouldn't know the entire number, but we have, this is local?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so 1,734 local jobs in 2021. I didn't know if that was like the whole organization or just our little section. We've generated over $54 million in revenue in 2021. And as you mentioned before, a lot of businesses in the first 5 years, they generally fail. Mm-hmm. Ours at 70% success rate have continued to be able to generate revenue and mm-hmm. continue their vision.
So. Now, you kind of mentioned, you know, people not understanding what an entrepreneur is. And, you know, people are, with the changes that have gone on because of the pandemic, people, you know, maybe were in a job that, you know, was a specialized job.
Right.
But they thought, oh, I have to work for someone to do it. If someone has specific skills and they want to, you know, reach out and say, hey, could this become a business? Is that
yes.
the type of things you guys can help with?
Yeah, absolutely. They should come see us, come talk to us, shoot us an email. But we do have offices both in New Bedford and in Fall River at Groundwork, both mm-hmm. co-working spaces at Groundwork. But yeah, definitely have them come reach out to us, come talk to us, and we will help them, you know, figure out what direction makes the most sense for them.
Great. And we'll do it a couple of times. But how if someone's out there, they're listening and they want to, you know, get more information, how do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, they can just email us at soco@eforall.org. So that's soco@eforall.org. And that email links directly to the three of us. So somebody will see it and we will respond to you right away. Mm-hmm. One of the favorite things that we like to do is brainstorm. Mm-hmm. So sometimes if someone comes in with an idea, they just don't really know what to do with it. They're like, I have this thing, I have this vision, help me put it down on paper and, you know, map it out. And that's what we love to do. We have whiteboards all over our office. We'll come meet you where you are. You're welcome to come anywhere that we are. Any of our offices are out there in the community and we'll sit down and hash it out.
Great, great. Yeah, that's great because a lot of people, you know, decided I don't want to work for someone and they mm-hmm. have specialized skills that they can utilize, but they just don't know how to turn that into a business. And
right.
what is the biggest challenge for creating that and turning it into a business? Is it the business plan? Is it the financing?
No,
what is it?
The mindset. Because doing something that you love, you're using the creative side of your brain.
Mm-hmm.
To then shift to the business side, it's very hard for people because they love doing it. So mm-hmm. they will walk into a room and say, I will do this for free. And mm-hmm. it's like, oh no, we don't want you to do that. We want you to make money doing that.
Right.
So something that we're exploring now, we just received a grant to do so, is how can we get our Main Street entrepreneurs into the offshore wind industry?
Mm-hmm.
So when they hear that, that sounds almost abstract to them. Like we can't, like I'm a yoga instructor, how can I get into offshore wind? They just don't see that vision.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're helping them do is map that out. Like you actually can do that. You can make a lot of money doing that because it's, you have to convince them that they need you. That's what mm-hmm. business is. You're identifying a problem and solving it at the same time mm-hmm. and getting people on board with that. So helping them to map those things out, that's what we're doing. Let's take the skills that you already have and inject them into something that's already happening so it doesn't happen without you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we want. We really want people to have a stake in the community and be a part of it, especially as all of these growing industries are coming in.
No, that's great. And thinking of it that way, yeah, people think you've got to be building the wind turbines,
exactly.
But there's so much support that right. those businesses need to be able to fulfill all the different roles they have.
Right.
And it's not just, out there, however far out they are in the water.
Right.
So, but it's great that you're getting people to think that way and, helping to build that. So do you have a lot of people coming in with ideas that they don't even realize?
Oh, sure.
Yes. Yes. So we've had one brainstorming session already. And it's really just to get the juices flowing, like to get them thinking about what it is that they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
The offshore wind industry, they have a 90-year rollout plan. Mm. Billions and billions of dollars are here, like right in our backyard. You can drive down the street and see it. There's mm-hmm. no way that we can't be a part of that. So that's our focus for 2024. That's one of our goals, is to really get people in, whether that's getting food trucks, at the docks when they're coming off the boats. If it's preparing someone that just came off of a long call to kind of mm-hmm. re-enter the community after, whatever they were doing on that boat for 2 months. Like, how do we implement and insert all of the resources that we already have here to support that transition for the people that are going out on the wind turbines and are climbing up and mm-hmm. doing all the safety procedures? We have the National Offshore Wind Institute right down the street from our office. People are coming in from all over the country mm-hmm. to train there. They're mm-hmm. also spending their money there. Pretty soon they're probably going to live there. Mm-hmm. So how do we make sure that we're continuously supporting that ecosystem?
Oh, that's great. And a lot of insight into trying to see where that's growing. And as you say, if there's a 90-day window there, it's great to get in the early stages.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have to take another break. It's already half past the hour. We'll be back to talk more with our friends from E4ALL. If you want to join the conversation, 508-673-1480. Maybe you went through the program or you've heard some good things. Give us a call and share with us. And we'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to See You Wednesdays. I'm Matt Shondick, President and CEO of the Fall River Municipal Credit Union. If you have a little extra money that you're looking to invest, we have some great CD rates. Check out frmcu.com to see the great CD specials that are going on right now. And definitely check into frmcu.com to see all the great benefits of membership with the Fall River Municipal Credit Union. Today we're talking to our friends from the E4ALL for the South Coast, Samia Walker, who is the Executive Director, Kristen Kalina, who is the Program Coordinator, and Rochelleen Grace, who is the Program Manager. It's great to have you guys all here. What's going on over there? What's been changing there to the roles and how you're able to help people now?
Yes, thank you. So most of you have met us because we're all over the community. So you've met myself, Samia Walker, the executive director. For a long time, we were a two-person team. It was myself and Vaughn Marie. She has now taken everything that she's learned on the South Coast to transition it to our E4ALL headquarters. And she's now supporting virtual programs in Texas, Arizona, and California. So if you know anyone out in that area that's looking to start a business, that accelerator program is completely online, so it's great. And obviously, you'll get to spend so much time with her. But now, just as of 1 week ago, we've expanded our team. We went from a two-person team to a three-person team. So if you're watching us right now on the live studio cam, you can see all of us. So myself, still the executive director, I'm really focused on fundraising and community partnerships and volunteer appreciation. Those are my goals for 2024. Then you have Rochelleen Grace, who's working directly with the entrepreneurs as the program manager. So really ramping up for our summer accelerator that starts in July. Applications are open now. The deadline is May 9th for that. So reach out to us. You can work with Rochelleen on getting your application submitted and all of those things. And then you have Kristen Kalina, who you will see running around town with her camera. really supporting our alumni. So if you are a graduate of the program, you can expect to hear from her soon. Our accelerator program is a year-long program, but we're learning as we go that a lot of stuff happens after that 1 year, and we don't want to miss it. We want to know when you quit your full-time job. We want to know when you hired your first employee. We want to know when you expanded your space or got a new POS system, when you now offer gift cards. Like, a lot of that happens once you leave us, and we don't want to miss out on all of those exciting moments. So keep an eye out for all of us. You'll see us running around town, especially as the weather's getting nice. We will be popping up at businesses, popping up at community centers all over town. We're dying to meet you.
No, and it's great that I feel like I'm the first one to get you guys in, in to talk to us. I always like having a break, breaking news. So it's great to have you on today, and wish you well as you take on these roles and continue on. You're doing a great job today. So one of the things we were kind of asking, I asked off air, was, you know, we're talking about entrepreneurs and, you know, business startup. Yeah, but it's not just for, you know, businesses that, you know, okay, I want to start a business. There's a lot of help that some businesses might, you know, have gotten into, maybe gone a little too far. Now they got to step back and say, well, how do I do even better? What role, you know, what stage of a business can you guys help with?
Yeah, we help businesses at all stages, whether you're coming in with just an idea and you're saying, hey, like, I think I found a solution to this problem. What do I do with that? How can I add some monetary value to that? So we help to take ideas and really build a foundation so you can build up from them. Also, we experience a lot of people that have just jumped headfirst into their business because they love it, they're passionate about it. Maybe an opportunity landed in their lap that they couldn't deny. Mm-hmm. Then they have to take, you know, look up and take a breath of fresh air and say, okay, now what do I do with this? Like, maybe I have a location, I have a few customers. How do I grow? How do I tap into the next customer segment? We see a lot of that, especially after the pandemic. Also, businesses that have been there for a while, and mm-hmm. it's like, great, our community's changing, the business landscape is changing. How can you help us stay in line with all of those things? So we definitely can support that as well. So mm-hmm. we're multifaceted. We do all the things. We love it.
No, that's great. And it's all it takes is reaching out to E4All to, you know, find out what you can do. Because I'm sure during the pandemic, people weren't going out. They started doing small things at their mm-hmm. home. Oh, I can make this. I can start selling it. And then it started getting bigger and bigger. And, you know, it's probably dozens or hundreds of businesses that started out that way. But there is a point where they have to kind of decide, is it going to stay a hobby or is it going to be something I can make a living at? Right?
Exactly. Yeah. Our whole goal is to really get people financially stable in their own right with their own business, and then hiring people. Mm-hmm. That's the next phase of that. So it's so interesting tough. Because when you hear of E4All, and myself included, it sounds like a scam. Like, there's no way that you get all of that support, cheerleading, all of that for free. Mm-hmm. But we're here, and we're so invested. The three of us were born and raised in the communities that we live in. Mm-hmm. So it's really important to us, and we're invested. So I, you know, joke and tell people all the time, you're stuck with us. Like, once you're in E4All, like, that's it. Like, our network is so wide, and our supporters are phenomenal. Mm-hmm. It really is a community effort. Like, yes, you'll see the three of us, but we have a team of at least 100 volunteers behind us mm-hmm. that are working one-on-one with these businesses, offering their experience, their wisdom, financial support, resources. Like, just an introduction sometimes can make the world of a difference. So mm-hmm. it's really a community effort.
Yeah, and teaching them how to network and do that. And you're right, it is a great area to work in. You know, I went to school for accounting. I worked at an accounting firm up in Boston. But when I was getting done with that, you know, getting my 3 years in to be able to get my CPA, I was like, okay, I want to stay south of Boston, east of Providence. Mm-hmm. This is the community. I grew up in Taunton. I've always lived down this area. And it's a great area to be in mm-hmm. Because there's so much around, and the culture and the community is so great. So I get you. I'm part of it too. And, you know, for those people that look at, you know, have never come down here and they say, oh, South Coast, what's down there? Everything.
Everything. That's right. Everything is here.
What do you want?
So we got it. And you know what people and that it takes all of that to make a great community. I mean, you know, the night, you know, entertainment at night between the Narrows and some of the you know, venues that are opening up around both New Bedford and Fall River. I mean, it's amazing, you know, all that's going on with that, especially with the pandemic after everyone was shut down for so long. And that's just a piece of it. You know, the museums, the art, everything is part of it. And some of these entrepreneurs are going to be helping to actually bring that those you know cultural things up and make them even more important. So it's great that you know you have it, but you're right. People say, "Oh, how can we do this? You know, how can we give all the?" But you know, you do have to get funding, and you know, and the you know, how do you get your funding?
Yeah, so I write a lot of grants. I definitely do that, but we also reach out to the community for creative ways to kind of alleviate some of the financial burden that we have. It does cost a lot to run our program because everything that we do is free. And we service about 100 entrepreneurs a year. So we are asking the community for their time, for their resources. But if it's financial support is not in your wheelhouse, maybe you know a photographer that can come and take pictures at our event. Maybe you know someone that could donate a meal to our entrepreneurs. We provide a meal every Tuesday night at class or when we host a public event. Maybe you know someone that has a venue that they're willing to share their space with us. So all of these creative ways to support our mission, it does not have to be financial. Like, do you have 2 hours that you can, you know, sit at our welcome table and welcome people to our event and check them in? You know, each event we have, it's usually about 100 people or more. So making them feel welcome, helping us move tables. Because it's the three of us, we do all of it. We take out the trash. We write the big checks. We do all of the things. So really leaning into our community in those creative ways to because it's not about us. It's not about our organization. It's really how can we help the next person extend that hand, sacrifice a little bit to help the next person get ahead. That's our entire mission.
Great. Great. And you know, the program, the accelerated program you've talked about and you've mentioned a couple of times earlier on the pitch contest. And what is that all about? And how does that work in order to, is that to help, you know, get people to a level that they're ready to go? Or is it kind of identifying which one, you know, businesses
it's a lot of things. It's really what we're seeing now. It's a confidence builder. Because they have to say it out loud. So now it becomes real. They're now held accountable for this idea that they have. And now everyone that attended this pitch contest is now invested. So it's really like a community version of Shark Tank, if you've ever seen that show, just in a much more community-focused and supportive way. So anybody can participate in a pitch contest. We do have one coming up this fall with the United Way of Greater New Bedford, their Women United initiative. So any women-owned businesses or ideas or, you know, ideas that support women, it can be any gender-owned as long as it's supporting women. So bringing everyone together, we had one last fall and it was great, supported by the Women United initiative, really just putting money directly into the hands of our community members is amazing.
That's great. And it's so important. And that's right. The confidence building is so important because people think they can do this, but then they don't know how to do that interact or do that presentation.
And the pitch contest is great because they're pitching to a panel of judges and they're getting feedback right on the spot. So they get feedback from their application. They get feedback from the judges. They also get feedback from the community. And there's almost always a resource that comes out of it. There's always somebody in the audience that says, "Wow, I love what you're doing. Come talk to this person." Or, "Oh, I heard you say this. I can provide that." And that's just the power of community. That's what we try to build every single day.
And you've probably had, you know, times when collaboration happens right there because someone's listening to it and say, "Wait a second, that would fit great with what we're doing." And
you
know, you might, you know, they might have this business over here, but they end up coming together. So, oh, that's great. You know, as far as, you know, the types of programs you put on, you know, their schedule. You're saying you've kind of hit on it a little bit, but how often do people meet? You know, what kind of commitment is it? If someone says, yeah, I want to go, is there a commitment of, oh, you're going to be going through, you know, 10 weeks of, you know, this? How does that work?
Yeah, so our pitch contest is a one-time event, so there's no commitment there. We do assume that you'll be stuck with us after that. That's usually the norm. But that's a one-time event, really to introduce you to the organization and the type of resources and support that we have. Secondly is our Business Accelerator Program. That is a year-long program. For the first 12 weeks, you're in classes twice a week, also meeting with your mentors once a week. So it's about a six-hour commitment per week. Mm-hmm. We try to be really flexible, meet entrepreneurs where they are. We've had students that bring their children to class. We've worked with employers. If you need to be in class while you're at work, we've facilitated that with them because it is just the 12 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Once that 12 weeks is done, you transition over to Kristen's program, where she's now supporting them once a month. So she's offering additional tools and resources to keep them on track throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
During the remaining 9 months, they're also meeting with us as a team quarterly, reviewing their goals. They're able to submit a financial ask, and then we support them financially four times throughout the year. So they're able to continuously ask us for financial support while we're also preparing them to have access to larger grant funding.
Great. And you know, the grant funding, you know, there's a lot of, you know, resources out there for trying to help, you know, build businesses and get businesses off the ground. So, you know, having a conduit like E4ALL to help, you know, the people learn where the funds are. You don't give them the funds, you help them learn where they are, right?
Yes, exactly. So we do offer a little bit of funding, but it's usually like, what do you need right now that will get to you to the next step? Maybe it's a license so you can go into a place. Maybe it's a piece of equipment that'll increase your production time, all of that. But our main goal is, okay, are you prepared to go in front of a bank and ask for $20,000? Are you prepared to go in front of, you know, a bunch of angel investors to get this building that you need? That's what we need to prepare you for, is what happens in the real world. Like, once you leave us, like, we need you to be best prepared to continue to grow, you know, without that handholding.
No, and having a 70% success rate is amazing, to have that many businesses going through the program and being able to stay out there. As we say, that you see, you know, people, they sink a lot of money into, you know, oh, we're going to build out, you know, this, make it look beautiful, but then they forget that they got to get people in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Infrastructure is so important.
Great. Well, we have to take one more break before we wrap up the hour. If you're out there and you want to give us a call, 508-673-1480, and we'll be back to talk more about E4ALL and how they're helping the community here in southeastern Massachusetts. Welcome back to See You Wednesdays. I'm Matt Shoddick, President and CEO of the Fall River Municipal Credit Union, and we're here talking to our friends from E4ALL, Rochelene Grace, Program Manager, Kristen Kalina, Program Coordinator, and the Executive Director, Samia Walker. They've been talking about all the great things going on. Now, as businesses are out there, there's all types of businesses that people can get into. Do I have to, you know, be able to make something to sell that to take advantage of E4ALL, or what type of businesses do you see coming through when you have 200, graduates already through the program?
Yeah, no, you don't need to necessarily sell a product. We have entrepreneurs who come from a myriad of backgrounds. We have photographers, we have app developers, artists. We have an automotive repair shop, this cohort, services that they're trying to provide for the community, different initiatives to help the community. So there's all types of different ideas that come through our program. It's all about you just having that passion, as we've said probably 50 times today, just having that passion to pursue your dream.
Great, great. And now, you know, if people are out there, they want to get involved in the program, there's some deadlines coming up that we want to make sure people are aware of because they don't want to miss out on them. You know, Kristen, what should people be aware of in order to, you know, we've got about 10 minutes left. We want to make sure they get all the information so they can get a hold of you.
Yeah, definitely. So our website is eforall.org, and our social, please follow us on social media, both Instagram and Facebook, are eForall South Coast. So you can find us on either of those. You can also email us at info@eforall.org, and that will get to us as well. But May 9th is the upcoming, that's the upcoming deadline for the summer program that will start in July and go through October. So we definitely want to encourage as many folks as possible that have ideas or have businesses that they think would be a good fit to please apply for that program. And we will definitely welcome them in and even have a chat if they need help, you know, walking through the application or how they might, you know, format their application. We can help them with that. Did I miss anything?
No, and even if someone's out there, they're doing something, they've been enjoying doing it, but, you know, and it would be really something they'd like to do.
Yeah.
They could call to find out, is it something that could be turned into a business?
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely. Or they could come visit us. We're at Groundwork in Fall River and in New Bedford throughout the week, and also in Somerset, but that's a little bit less public. But you're certainly welcome to reach out, find out where we're going to be, and we'll sit down and have a conversation and see how we can help guide you into the next phase of your business.
That's great. And so anything, and we got about 5 minutes left. Anything we missed on or that we want to make sure people are aware of about it? You know, again, welcome both of you to the group, and wish you well in as you launch your careers with eForall. But you've been familiar with them for years because you both went through the program, right? So
yeah, so definitely catch us out in the community. Meet with us. We would love to meet you if we haven't met you already. And as we're thinking about our next accelerator, anything that you can share with our entrepreneurs would be amazing. Our mentors, we need about 40 mentors to fulfill our cohort. We have a goal of creating a much larger cohort for the summer. We want to fulfill it with 20 entrepreneurs. So if you're considering an application, please get it in. The deadline is May 9th. Mentors, the commitment is 1 hour a week for 12 weeks based on your schedule. So you pick, you let us know when you're available, and that's how we match you with your entrepreneur. You're also on a team with another mentor, so it's not one-on-one, it's a 2-to-1 ratio. That's our greatest need right now. Also, if you have a skill that you can share, maybe if you have 2 hours to lead a class, or if you're thinking about it, if there's something that you're good at, but maybe you don't, you've never taught it before, we have templates that we can help you with. We can guide you through our curriculum to help you lead that class and skill share. Also, we have to read all of the applications that come in. So we'd love if you can do it right from your phone. It takes about 10 to 15 minutes per application. So even just taking an hour to help us read through applications. We also interview the entrepreneurs that come into our program. People really love doing that. That's about a 3-hour commitment. So spending the morning with us interviewing applicants that come in. Or judging their final presentation. At the end of the accelerator program, they have to submit a business plan, and they do that by way of a 10-minute public presentation. So helping us to evaluate those is really helpful, or judging a pitch contest. Those are really fun. That's a 2-hour commitment one night that'll happen in the fall. So many different ways to get involved.
Hosting us in your space.
Yeah, hosting us in your space. We love community partnerships. Anything that's mutually beneficial, we definitely rely on the village mentality, like one hand washes the other, like how can we help you and make sure that it's reciprocal and that our entrepreneurs are getting the support that they need as well. So,
And even time. I mean, you know, no one has enough time, and you've got a small 3 people trying to do all of this. Yeah, if you have time, that, you know, maybe you can spend a little time there. You can learn about the organization, but, you know, support, whether it's, as you say, you know, sitting at a table, greeting people at the events, helping to serve a lunch, do something. There's all kinds of, you know, skills are multi, you know, there's a multitude of things people can do. And time is a big one because, you know, we never have enough time.
And it's time well spent, too. I mean, you're really investing in the future of the community that we all live in. So, you know, there's all kinds of ways that you can volunteer for other organizations, but you definitely get to see the direct benefit of your time and your effort and your skills and your expertise. And I feel like there's no better feeling in the world than knowing that you've helped somebody else to actually make a difference in their life. It's it's often very transformative for both parties.
Yeah, and it's not just making a difference in their lives. Is helping to make a difference here on the South Coast.
Where, yes, absolutely.
You know, businesses are being started, you know, jobs are being created, and new products and services that, you know, maybe weren't there before being done, or maybe they're being done better because you have a passion for it. So,
I mean, we do a lot of fun things. It's really great to be so engaged in the community and working hands-on with these entrepreneurs. But when we think about it from their perspective, they are really creating financial stability, generational wealth, combating gentrification. Like, all of these things are like real issues that are happening. And they're really drawing that pipeline directly out of poverty. So it's
great. Well, great. Thank you guys for coming in, ladies. And we appreciate that. And don't forget, eforall.org is a way to get a hold of them. And thank you again for coming on.
Thank you so much.
And thanks, everyone, for listening. And see you next week on See You Wednesday.